لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأفضل قبل الإنشاء والأحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، فقد بالأفضلية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على محمد،
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، صلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدم الفداء الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء وبيمنه رزق الورى، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم بالتقوى، لهم مغفرة وأجر كريم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, close to the mid of Sha'ban, in this holy month of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, chosen time within the week, I invite myself and request all of you to practice the piety. Let us practice obedience in our life, that we can be step forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Obedience in our life plays a greater role, obedience to Allah. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes us distant from our destination. But obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us closer to our destination. And may Allah provide us opportunity that we can follow the path of the one who is considered as servant of Allah, Abduhu wa Rasuluh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, in verse number 3, has said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُطُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Surely those that lower their voices in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم, these are the ones, their hearts are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for piety. لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم, for them is forgiveness and for them are the greater rewards. If you all remember, in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. So in this humbleness of the voice, it is such an important matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 3 verses continuously about this matter. So that means in the, our manners before the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and before anybody who stands in the place of Prophet, peace be upon him, it is a very important matter that even raising the voice that is being said, it is forbidden. The rest of the actions, of course, are clear that you can understand that if Islam and Quran, it says that you cannot raise your voice, can you act upon any other thing that being considered as insult, or for example, going forward than Prophet of Allah, or the people, those who are in the leadership position in the place of Prophet, peace be upon him, as deputy of the Prophet. But in this verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about being our voices lower, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُلْتُونَ أَصْوَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, those people who lower their voices, غُلْتُ, of course, is a term that is used in various places in Quran for lowering our gaze. Also, it has been used, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُلْتُ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُبْتُ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that, O Prophet, you should say to the believers that they should go down their gaze. There also, غُبْت has been used, and when it's been said about أَصْوَات, then Quran has said, يَغُبْتُونَ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, وَيَغُبْتُونَ أَصْوَاتُهُمْ, lowering the voices before Prophet of Allah. And when Quran speaks, it speaks about a character, a continuous behavior. Yaghudduna is a present tense, and it gives the meaning of continuous practice. It does not mean that once or twice, but in whole your life, in whole our life, we need to be humble, and our voices need to be humble before Messenger of Allah. So that means that all those people who have been able to be humble in all their life, they are going to be counted before Allah. Otherwise, if somebody has been humble once or twice and raised a voice before Prophet of Allah, these people, they have committed the disobedience. And Allah continues saying, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, those people who lower their voices, these are the people that Allah has tested their hearts with the piety. What it means, that piety is not something that somebody can only act upon, and outside we try to pretend on the piety. Many people, they may show off the piety and they do not have piety. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying piety in our actions. Piety and taqwa is part of heart. That is why it is said, اِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah tested their hearts. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to check is somebody pious or not, Allah is not going to look at our outer actions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at our sincerity. Our hearts should be pious. And that is the most important place, that if obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if piety for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in the hearts of mu'min, then it is going to be beneficial. So imtihan is going to be for the heart, not anything else. If somebody likes to make a code, this is not going to be helpful. We cannot just change outside, not change inside. So the most important change has to take place inside. That means heart has to become humble before Prophet Baba, not the voice. Although commandment is about the voice, but voice is result of something that is called piety, and that piety is part of the heart. It is not part of the voice. All those people who raise their voices before Prophet of Allah, that means they do not have that piety. They have to check their piety, that how they act before Prophet of Allah. Whenever they do not show their humbleness, in that case, of course, they are not going to be part of this world. So, brothers and sisters, when somebody is going to act upon this commandment, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said the fruit of that, the result of that. What is the result if somebody is being humble and being really pious before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if heart is being checked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will be said, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَعَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has reserved best of the rewards for the believers. That if they strive in this world and if they act upon what Allah has commanded, then this is going to be the reward. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. When it's been said, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ, that speaks about exclusively that only for them is maghfirah. These are the people, they are going to gain maghfirah, forgiveness. Forgiveness is only for them, not for anybody else. So that means these people, they have achieved forgiveness by acting upon the commandment of Allah and being humble before Prophet, following the manners before Prophet, peace be upon him. Even manners in their speech, and manners of the speech are result of their piety of the heart. And second, it's been said, وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. When Allah wanted to speak about the reward, He did not specify the reward. He only said, لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them, there are greater rewards. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said great reward, that is really mean something. That those rewards that are even not known and not possible for somebody to realize and understand those rewards. There are some of the rewards that even we as human beings may not be able to understand. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ajrun Azim, there is a great reward. Because our aql is limited, our knowledge is limited, intelligence is limited, our informations are limited. And when we are limited, at that time we cannot understand how great our reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in general, Ajrun Azim, there is greater reward for that. And that is great courage for a mu'min to see those great rewards. And when you like to think about, for example, if a president announces that there will be a great reward for somebody who acts upon something, so you can understand that it is going to be something that is really worthy. And if the authority that is announcing is Lord of the world, He is the one who is creator of all the prophets and who is Azim and greater himself, at that time you can realize how greater are the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajrun Azim. So brothers and sisters, there were few important things that we need to really think about, especially as a believer and mu'min. We need to think that Islam has manners for conversation, manners for speeches, and manners for having speech and conversation before Prophet and before Ahlul Bayt. Speech before the leader, before the Maharaja, before those holy personalities. Islam has manners for that. Although Islam has manners for our general conversation, Islam is a religion that is completely manner for religion, a complete manner for religion. But at the same time, our conversation with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt Salam, that is really important. And it's not only in their life, but that is after their life as well, that do not raise your voices before Prophet and Ahlul Bayt Salam. We ask Allah, may Allah provide us the best of the manners in our life. May Allah keep us away from any type of disobedience. We ask Allah, may Allah provide us that forgiveness that He has reserved for many. May Allah give us greater reward that He has promised to the mu'mineen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu anna fid dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وصي رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب.
اللهم صل على محمد
سيدنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد
الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وسلم وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طالب البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. With the salawat, can I request please move forward.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
My salam and salute upon Imam of the Age, Imam al-Zaman, that we are close to the birth of personality who is Imam of our age. Our salam upon his worships, his obedience. Our salute upon his ruku and sujood. Our salam upon his waiting for the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. Today's world, we are the waiter for the one who is going to fill this world with the justice. And every day that we pass, we can see that world is filling with injustice. And mankind is realizing the need of the presence of infallible leader. Until we as human beings do not realize the need of Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send his representative. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 11 deputies of Prophet, and we as human beings did not realize. Now is the time that we have to realize. And everyone in this world should realize, and then we will say, وَعَجِّلْ عَلَىٰ وَهُورِ. Sometimes it's just a taste of our tongue that we say, وَعَجِّلْ خَرَجَهُمْ وَعَجِّلْ عَلَىٰ وَهُورِ. That is just a taste of our tongue. It's nothing more than that. But sometimes when you taste difficulties and we go through the trials, then we would ask, O Allah, send the one who is going to fill and change this world, fill with the justice. Until now we do not realize. We think the situation that we are, it is best of the situation. We are still relying on various systems. And when hope and expectation from all the system is going to be broken down, that will be the time that we will have hope from Allah, hope of our Imam, hope of an infallible personality. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are reaching to the mid of Sha'ban, one of the most important nights in the holy month of Sha'ban, I would like to say prior congratulations to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat, and especially for the birth of the 12th deputy of Prophet Imam Zaman Ajrallahu Farajahu Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad.
I hope that our community, as every year they get together the night of mid of Sha'ban in the center, and we will commemorate the celebration of this birth, and also we will perform our a'mal as that are commanded by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and we will make our link with Imam of Age and pledge before Imam of Age again, and renewal of the pledge before Imam of Age is the most important practice during that night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that night to all Muslim Ummah in the world. Our brothers and sisters are organizing a visit to the cemetery tomorrow on Saturday, and it is important that we are in the month of Sha'ban, in the month of Prophet, and we are reaching to the mid of Sha'ban. Before we celebrate birth of our Imam and celebrate Nima Sha'ban, it's good that if we can visit our loved ones and the Mu'mineen Mu'minat, and give them congratulations and send the blessing upon them and pray for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our board members, those who have organized this event. Dear brothers and sisters, many of our community members have asked about Muslim Congress conference with the prayers of our brothers and sisters in Mu'mineen. It was a complete success. It was a very spiritual environment, although it was held in an area that is a visiting resort and close to the beaches. But at the same time, I personally heard by many people saying that we considered this place and we considered this conference as a mini Hajj. So you can realize that if people after visiting, there are their comments, and the youth feels ownership during this conference. They try to make their bonds and friendships, and brothers and sisters and families, when they visit this conference, they feel that it gives them a complete confidence. While we are living in different communities, in various areas, in small communities, and then we move in a national congregation where we all get together, that provides us a complete confidence. A sister that has written an email by saying that she was not having hijab in the past, but after participation in this conference, she has committed to have hijab. If there is only one person that has been able to change during this conference, I think that we have that result. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided the blessing that many scholars, they got together. It was filled with youth and young minds, those who are being active in their basketball tournaments. Also, they were being active in poetry slam. There were many activities, various activities that our youth was involved, and they feel that they are leaders of this conference. And I hope that inshallah, future with the great efforts of our scholars, this community and this organization will be organization of our young generation. We are trying our best to have various camps, and Muslim Congress holds 6 to 7 camps during the year where youth in various parts of the country, they participate in those camps, and the conference, it becomes again a gathering where all these efforts become combined. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing another opportunity that is being called by many sisters and brothers as an amazing experience. Few brothers and sisters, those who visited from the United Kingdom, Canada, when I heard their comments and their analysis, they said that it was really amazing experience. So we hope that this spirituality, it will continue with the help of Mu'mineen Mu'minat. And I like to thank and appreciate the community in Houston for their active participation in various programs, and especially the play that was presented in the Muslim Congress. I thank for the sisters, those who organized for this play, and other volunteers, those who volunteer every year in this conference to make it a success. Dear brothers and sisters, if you, you know, go back in the past weeks, we had election in Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, and election of Islamic Republic of Iran are always as a hot spot in the news, and all the news agencies, they start analyzing on the situation. One of the things that is the beauty, and I think all the news agencies, they have spoken about that, that was high turnout of people in these elections. So you can understand that those media agencies who were announcing in the past that the Islamic Republic is losing its interest in the community, and people are not supporting, that is totally wrong. So that term, totally wrong, that people, their turnout after leader asked them that I would like that all community has to participate. 75% of the people, those who participated in these elections. So that is one of the most important success. Second thing, of course, you know, then election of president in Islamic Republic of Iran is an executor, it's not a leader. That many news agencies, when they try to analyze, of course, they do not understand sometimes the system of Islamic Republic of Iran. There's a leadership, and that is consistent, and leadership is there. That is a backbone of the country. And all the decisions that are going to be made, of course, that are going to be with the approval of the leadership, and president becomes executor and the personality that was being chosen. If we just think a little bit that if Islam is still in the hearts of believers in Iran or it is not, then we can see that the selection or election of the person who is being elected today, he is an alim, he is a Rouhani, he is with Ammama and Abu Aqaba. So they did not elect anybody else. They elected somebody who is with the name Rouhani, or maybe inshallah in the actions as well. We hope that inshallah is going to be Rouhani in actions as well, not necessarily that in name. But still, their vote was to the person who is wearing Amama and Abu Aqaba. And that is success of the Islamic Republic of Iran. That is success of Islamic revolution, that we can understand that people, they still vote for the values that they found their government in that country. And we pray may Allah Ta'ala continue supporting this country. We pray may Allah Ta'ala bless the people of this country and especially the leadership of this country. On the other hand, brothers and sisters, there are some dark pictures of the world, and that I would like to speak about that. And that is the world's recognition of one of the terrorist groups. Unfortunately, since past few days, you have noticed that United States and many other governments, they are putting their efforts that if they can recognize a group that is called Taliban. So let us go back a little bit of history and think how many phases we have been witness of that. Not anybody else. We as a history, we were witness of three different phases. First phase was formation of Taliban. Formation of Taliban, that was formation of a jihadi group that is going to fight with Russia, and it takes out Russia from Afghanistan. That was the first phase of this group of Taliban, and that was radicalizing this group, giving weapons to this group, and these weapons were being given by United States, which was being given by European countries, and it is not that I am saying that. That is something that the foreign minister, past foreign minister of this country, had already admitted that they had supported this group, and they formed this group. Formation of group, it was being based by many international governments. Second phase of this group, that it was called as a terrorist group. They were being people who were being wanted people. So you would see, for example, when you pass through airports, I don't know if those pictures are still there or not, but there were wanted pictures, wanted people. Sometimes on the TV you would find that the most wanted people were Taliban. So this was one of the phases that in prisons were being filled by these people. Today again in Guantanamo Bay, many of prisoners are still remaining that are part of the same group. So they were called as world terrorists. And this was the second phase. They attacked various places, and United States had attacked on many countries based on Al-Qaeda, based on Taliban, because they are moving to various countries and they had to get rid of that. This was second phase. Third phase is the friendship. You know, this is the third phase. Friendship, dialogue, give and take, recognition, support them. How much you have to support them? They are opening an office like an embassy, and they name that embassy with the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. It's not in Afghanistan. It is in Qatar. So it's like they are making another airline. We had Emirate Airline, now we have Islamic Emirate Airline as well. So that is a new addition. So these people, they are training them in a third phase now, with the friendship, with the love, and they adopted children. Now Taliban is adopted children by United States and by the European countries. So they are going to be now trained in the palaces. They are going to be given everything freely, and they will be supported. So this third phase, let us see what's going to happen. You know, in Urdu they say, Billi ne ek sher banaya, aur phir wo billi ko hi khane aaya. A cat made a lion, and then lion came eating that cat again. So that is going to happen. You don't worry that today if you are, you think that you are going to form humanity, do you think that you will be saved from that? No. It is going to be repeated history. History as it has repeated in the time of Saddam. You supported Saddam, and then it was Saddam that you had attacked on Saddam. You made Osama, then you had to attack on Osama. And now again you support this group, and tomorrow you are going to find that you have to attack on them as well. And you have to find them in the different mountains, as you are finding and searching in the mountains of Tora Bora in the past. So we would like to recommend the communities that they have to make wise decision, and especially community in the United States and government in the United States, that take wise decisions before you support this group and before you adopt this group as your children. That these people, they are not going to be loyal for anybody. If they are cutting the throat of Shias today, believe me that tomorrow they are going to make all these inhuman actions with other people as well. And none of the community is going to be saved from that. It's not going to be only Shia, they are going to be victims. Yes, today we are victim, but tomorrow everybody is going to be victim of that, because you have trained them and you have supported them. Dear brothers and sisters, today there was a very sad incident that happened in Pakistan in Madrasa of Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. There was a bomb attack, suicide attack, and around 14 to 15 people are being martyred. And we give condolences to Mukminin Minat for this sad incident. And we pray, may Allah Ta'ala and die in the places of Shuhada with Shuhada Karbala. At the same time, it is narrated by some of the reports that in Indonesia, a village where people, Shia people, they were living, and Wahhabi and the Salafi and Takfiri groups, they attacked on that village, and they treated the people like sheep. They have thrown people out of the village. And the same thing that has happened in Syria in the past few days, that in one of the villages where the most Sadat were living, they attacked on those Sadat. They killed and martyred the scholar of that city, the most pious people. They have taken their wives, their ladies, they slaughtered their children, and they hanged many of people in that village. So this is happening after all those verdicts are being given. Let me just let you know, brothers and sisters, that at the moment 70 fatwas are being issued. 70 scholars, they have issued fatwas about killing Shia, attacking upon them, taking their ladies for advantage, and you can take their properties, you can do whatever you like. So that is what it's been after all these fatawas. And Karzawi, one of the famous scholars, he is also giving those fatwas, and that are being published by the TV. And nobody speaks about that, unfortunately. None of the governments, they have condemned any of their actions. And this is something that is happening in this world that we call it modern world. Unfortunately, the brutality that you can see today that you will not be able to find in the history of the Yazid and Fir'aun. That, for example, slaughtering the women, slaughtering the children, treating them brutally, that is something that you can see and witness today. But none of the organizations or international governments, they are speaking about that. And the community that calls itself as an international community, that is completely silent about that, but they are ready to adopt them as their children. In BBC, it is reported that a leader, a Muslim leader, is being called in the United Kingdom. He came from Saudi Arabia, that raised the concerns of all the Muslims, Sunnis and Shia. They said that he is being only invited to create some sectarian violence in that country. So that means what I want to say, that it is an international plot. It is not something that you can see in one country or other, that take from Indonesia, go to the United Kingdom, and then from United Kingdom you can go to Syria. In all these countries, the same type of the move is there. And this move is being supported. It is being given the weapons as well. They have advanced weapons. And I would like to request communities, they have to be vigilant. If this can happen in the United Kingdom, and the United Kingdom is supporting the scholars, those who are going to be speaking against the Shia. In the past few days, there was a group that came out in London, and they chanted the slogan against the Shia. They said Shia kafirs in the streets of London. That is not happening only in Pakistan or elsewhere. I just wanted to warn you, brothers and sisters, that it is completely a plot, and it is supported by the governments, and they would like to have communities to be divided and Muslims to be divided. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the world that is a peaceful world. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can create unity within the Muslim Ummah. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Muslim Ummah wake up and be wise. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us the leadership of Imam Zaman. I pray, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.